So as I said, ground up and setting an example, using public figures to pledge to be vaccinated. And then when vaccine is available for a small, carefully curated selection of them to be vaccinated live, as it were. Nathan Geffen is editor at Ground Up. Nathan, why go this route in terms of trying to fight vaccine? Let's give it the least offensive term, vaccine hesitancy.
So it's quite concerning how widespread the vaccine hesitancy, as you call it, is, or vaccine skepticism, or fear, I think might be the best word, how widespread the vaccine fear is. And this is an idea that we came up with to try and respond to it. You know, we could publish information sheets that we blew in our face, explaining how vaccines are developed, why their benefits outweigh their risks, why it's a good thing to take a vaccine, and that's useful for sure. And we will be doing it, and others are doing it already.
We're doing our bit on radio as best we can. Yeah,
absolutely, it's all important. But you know, people look to their role models. And if role models do something, I think, maybe I'm wrong, but I think it encourages them to do the same. So that's the idea behind it. Interestingly, after we published the article, one of our readers wrote to us and suggested a further idea, and that is that when people get vaccinated, they get a photograph taken of them getting vaccinated or a selfie, and they post it on their WhatsApp or Twitter feeds or on Facebook with a hashtag saying vaccine live. So, you know, that's another, I think it's a wonderful idea to try and encourage uptake of the vaccine.
But I think, I think I might have used the word carefully curated or phrase carefully curated or something like that. And I think one does have to do that because South Africa is such a, you know, in some ways, there's a sort of coherent middle of people that vaguely want the same sorts of things. But they are different interest groups. They're different heroes. They're different people who are princes to various sections of the population. So the article on Ground Up, which says, imagine the message which would be sent if Cyril Ramaphosa, John Steenhuisen, and Julius Malema, the leaders of the three biggest political parties, get vaccinated together. And I wonder how many people would go, why them first? Politicians at the end of the line. So I'm not attacking the general principle which you put forward, but I'm saying that there is a risk for certain people. Well, pledging is different, but certain people being vaccinated ahead of the queue, and that creating a backlash.
So look, John, it's just an idea at this point.
Yeah.
And certainly the details can be discussed and debated, and if it's thought that maybe others should rather go in line, should be selected rather than our political leaders, you know, that's all up for discussion. It's the general principle of the idea that we wanted to convey. You know, if you think perhaps Sia Kolisi should be the first person to be vaccinated or one of the first people to be vaccinated, that's great. You know, or Caster Semenya, as long as it's people who are going to encourage widespread uptake of the vaccine. And we don't have to wait for the vaccine to come. If celebrities start pledging now that they will get vaccinated, I think that will make a difference.
For me, the pledge is the important thing, because there's something that, and this is just a personal opinion, I'm not taking big issue with you, we're simply having a conversation. I would feel uncomfortable if a young, healthy person in his CEO's late 20s, I think, with no comorbidities, were to get a vaccine, which could have been used on a front line. Well, the nurses will, no, the no. So, you know, under your suggestion, Sia Kolisi would be one of the first to be vaccinated. That sits uncomfortably with me because that vaccine could have gone to a nurse or a porter or a doctor or an 82-year-old person with diabetes, whatever the case may be. But I think the pledge is, imagine getting Mokgweng to pledge to be vaccinated as soon as his class of South African is due a vaccine.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, the details we can quibble over, but I think the general idea is right.
Yeah.
And I absolutely think the Chief Justice should pledge, especially after his public comments. He should pledge to get vaccinated. That will help undo a lot of the damage that he has done.
Somebody suggesting Archbishop Desmond Tutu would be number one to be vaccinated.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
I would think that's an excellent idea.
But I do think the pledge, and are you aware, I mean, is it a campaign that GroundUp is going to undertake, or are you just putting out the idea and hoping somebody will run with it to get the people, the influencers, for want of a better phrase, to say how much they are looking forward to their place in the queue to be vaccinated coming up?
We're a little bit small to run campaigns, and we have to focus on what we do best, which is publish news. But I hope that people will take it up. It's an idea we'll keep on pushing, but I think if it's really to fly, others are going to have to take it up, refine it, improve it, and take it forward.
The tutus, a rabbi and an imam together. There we go. The ideas are coming in. Nathan, lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed for chatting to us. Editor at Ground Up.